Welcome to Cyberspectives, a cybercrime magazine podcast series brought to you by Microsoft. In this series, we're joined by Ann Johnson, Corporate Vice President of Microsoft Security Business Development. From the way the tech industry is tackling cyber threats to the language it uses to communicate, Ann is challenging traditional schools of thought and cyber norms to encourage the industry to get outside its comfort zone and expand how it addresses the evolving threat landscape. Ann, welcome back. It's always a pleasure to be speaking with you.
Thank you so much. It's always great to be on.
Ann, I recently read a fantastic article in the Microsoft Security blog titled Data Governance, Five Tips for Holistic Data Protection. And within that article, I read and was shocked to learn that nearly 70% of CISOs expect to have their data compromised in specifically a ransomware attack. And so before we discuss and deep dive into our topic for today, which is proactive data governance, I want to ask you, what are the factors contributing to that 70% and what are the problems, so two parts, and what are the problems facing CISOs and other security leaders with data security?
Yeah, it's a big topic, right? And we hear about it from our customers across the globe that they're really challenged with building a data security program for a couple of reasons. One, there's this proliferation of data because data is, the new currency, right? It's the future of how businesses are run, and it's currently how businesses are run. So there's this proliferation of data, and it's being developed by business units. It's being developed outside of IT, and there's not a lot of visibility that the CISO and the IT organizations necessarily have to all of the data across the organization. So one of the things we always recommend is you actually need to create a data map for all of your data assets. You need to know where the data is. You need to understand the lineage of the data, how the data was created, where the data was created. You need to also understand all the regulatory issues around the data. How long does it have to be stored? Where can it transit? Does it have to be held locally? Can it only stay locally? And who do you have to report on the data to? So data is just this huge, complex topic, but it's this huge, complex topic in organizations that have a ton of technical debt. They were already pretty challenged with data. And now with the birth of different hyperscale clouds and different SaaS applications, customers are really challenged to get a handle on where their data is, who has the data, who's creating data, and what regulatory requirements are around the data.
Yeah, that's certainly a lot. And as I'd mentioned, we're here to talk about how proactive data governance can help with all of that. So do you want to please share with us an overview of what this type of holistic approach looks like?
Yes, I would love to. First, you actually need to build a decision and accountability framework. And we talk about that in our blog, right? How's the data used? Who's accountable for the data? How are you going to respond to business and regulatory requirements? How are you handling lifecycle management of the data? And how are you automating permissions so that you actually can enforce security and compliance? Because with this huge data set and the distribution of the data set, having automation is incredibly important because you don't want to have human decisioning every place there is data. You need to proactively monitor access, right? You need to actually document the policies that you have for every data repository. You need to make sure there are just-in-time or JIT permissions models so that your data is actually being governed in a meaningful way and being governed real-time, and you understand what the use policies are. And we talk about this broker and remove access approach where standing privilege accounts are created and then their credentials are stored securely. But then users have to create a justification for accessing the data, and we only want to give them the amount of privilege they need. It's very zero trust related, right? Give users the least amount of privilege they need to access the data. You have to track it. And a hard thing for organizations, by the way, is you have to track both your structured data and your unstructured data. And you also, in order to track it, you have to know where that unstructured data lives. And a lot of organizations are incredibly challenged to understand that because there's so many shadow IT resources and there's so many cloud resources in use that IT may not have visibility to. But in order to ensure that all of your data is protected, in order to ensure you're meeting all of your regulatory compliance, you actually have to have a program that tracks both your structured data and your unstructured data, no matter where it lives. And the final thing that's really hard is you have to delete the data that's no longer needed, whether it's no longer needed for business reasons, whether it's no longer needed for regulatory or compliance or privacy reasons. You really have to have a life cycle of data management program, and you need to understand about your retention policies and when you can and should delete data. Data is a very attractive asset to attackers. It's the core of how you organize and run your business. So you don't want to have any extra data in your environment that attackers could potentially steal and then use either to blackmail you or to embarrass you or for monetary gain.
Okay, so I certainly understand how challenging it is for teams to determine what to keep and what to you know, let go of for data. And that makes sense to me why it's so important to understand the life cycle of the organization's data. But I guess since this is such a challenge and also, you know, so volatile for attackers, you know, what else should folks know on this? Is there anything else you'd like to share regarding understanding that life cycle?
Yes. Part of understanding the life cycle is you have to work and really have a strong relationships with all of your lines of business and all of your business leaders. You have to educate them on the importance of data, the importance of retention policies, the importance of regulatory compliance, the importance of deletion, and just what a risk data can be. Because once you have folks in your organization that are your champions for data across the organization, it's not just the CISO or IT that's trying to enforce policies. You have people working with you because they understand the inherent risks around the data. And there's a lack of that, right? There's just people haven't quite grasped how important data can be to organizations and all the regulatory requirements around it around the world. And it's important that you have champions in all of your lines of business and all of your geographies that are going to help you manage this data on your data journey.
I can certainly see how it would be hard to part with data and, you know, can be challenging to determine what should, you know, stay and what should go. And that makes me understand why it's so important to understand that life cycle of the organization's data. But is there anything else on that topic specifically, Anne, that you would like for our audience to know, just since it is so challenging yet important?
The first thing is build a data estate landscape. Where is your data? That is job number one. Job number two is understand what regulatory requirements your data is subjected to, no matter where it is. Because until you know where your data is and what regulatory requirements you are subjected to, it's really hard to manage your data. The third thing is understand the policies around data access. Who can access it? When can they access it? How can they access it? Have you implemented strong authentication for data access? Have you implemented just-in-time and least privilege for data access? But understanding that access is incredibly important. Make sure you have a published and understood data deletion policy is another important step. And then for implementing compliance within your data security landscape, make sure that your compliance strategy accounts for all of the data, not just data in certain parts of the world, and put in place some type of automated reporting out to regulators, because it's going to make it a lot easier for your folks who are managing data if they can just click a button and they can generate an automated report out to the many regulators that they have to serve. It'll just make it that much easier for data management.
And earlier you mentioned data governance tying in with zero trust security. So can you take us through what that looks like regarding proactive data governance?
Yeah, I think it's probably cliche and maybe overstating it, but data is currency. People don't break into your organizations just to prove they can break into your organizations. They're breaking into your organizations for a reason. And they're stealing data and they're trading in that data and selling that data to the highest bidder. So understanding your data security has never been more important. And organizations sometimes get caught up with investing in a lot of areas, but we still haven't solved that data security problem. And it's good to see it coming back to the forefront and organizations starting to think again about it again as top of mind.
I always enjoy our conversations, so thank you so much for joining us, and I'm certainly looking forward to next time.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
I'm Hillary McClure, Vice President of Multimedia Productions at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Anne Johnson, Corporate Vice President of Microsoft Security Business Development. Cyberspectives is brought to you by our sponsor, Microsoft. To learn more about Microsoft's security approach, visit Microsoft.com/security. And for more episodes like this, you can listen to more Cyberspectives at cybercrime.radio.